same time. Good afternoon, Rusty. Well, oh, there goes a boy with a yacht. Might as well be as big as it is. We're just headed down to Lowe's, just getting out to goof around. How you doing?
We grocery store. Spent about 18, 20 minutes in there and spent $100. Go figure.
Pretty hard to do nowadays. Thank you, Joe.
Things on my list that I had to get that were a little bit on the expensive side, and I knew it was going to be that way. And all dog food and, you know, my dog food for the dog and things like that, and some personal items for me. So I figured it was going to be about that, and I was glad it was, you know, wasn't any more than that anyway.
It's hard to go to Sam's or Costco's without spending $100. We haven't been to Costco's in quite a while. I don't know why I keep it, but, oh, I don't know. We go there once in a while. But we're just going to Spartanburg for something else, won't we, one of these days? Oh, Bernice's ears. We go over to Costco's for that same thing, though. But her hearing aids have been giving her some... Well, I think her hearing's changing is what I think it is. I don't think it's the hearing aid, but we're going to go get it checked next week.
Well, that, because I fell down into a little hole over here on this road where I am, where I can't get, I'm not getting this repeater much anymore. Some days I do, some days I don't. Today I don't seem to be getting it, but as all of the trees get greener and leaves fill out and everything, but anyway... Well, it's good you get out and enjoy the sunshine. It says it's 66 on my car thermometer, and they say it's supposed to get up to 76 today, so that should be nice.
It'll be great. I'll tell you, I'm just thankful we don't have to shovel water out of my garage like we used to up in Kansas. The guys, when they laid the asphalt, they didn't do it right, and every time you got a big rain, we'd wind up having to squeegee out the garage, especially on one side of it, where we used it the most, of course, but don't have that problem here. We had that rain guard thing put in there. What did they call that, Maurice? Drywall or something? All dry. Before we ever moved in, and we just never had a problem. And I don't think it gets into that hardly ever. I never hear that sump pump start. I check it once a year or whenever I think about it and pour some water in it. Well, I was just saying we had to go to Costco's and get Bernice's ears checked because I think they've changed. She thought maybe it's the hearing aids, but I think her ears have changed. And they do a pattern like a graph, and then they program the hearing aids to your ears, so I think that's what she needs.
When I can afford it to get my hearing aids, they're gonna be do the same thing for me. Anyway, I went over a river just now, the Tiger River, which runs down through this area, and one branch of it, and I'll tell you what, all of that rain last night, that water is just rushing through there and down by this old mill where they've restored it and everything. And the water's got to be, oh, about 4 feet higher than it normally is. And, I mean, it is just rushing through there. And I'd like to get down in there and get some pictures. But don't have my camera with me.
Well, you got your phone. But they take some good pictures. But, Costco's the last time around $1,800, $1,900. And they're guaranteed for a couple of years, even against loss, and they've been really great for her. We've not had many issues at all. A couple of times, I think it was just earwax, but other than that, I've seen some of these, all of these just places that are, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, and I think you're getting basically the same thing from Sam's or Costco's, either one. Both of them have hearing aid centers.
I pulled into the yard. Let me go cross-check my mail. I know my mailman's come and gone. I don't know whether he did what he did with my package because it's supposed to have three 12-ounce bags of coffee beans in it. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we're not far from Lowell's, a couple of blocks here, and so that worked out fine. W2T, N0TR, 73.
DJW, mobile.
It's N0TR. We're not too far from Lowe's. We're just sitting at the stoplight here by the fruit market. How you doing?
Way. Go across the street from the Blue Ridge Animal Hospital. There's the Greenville Jewelers over there that fixed one of Amy's rings. I got to go pick it up. I was just up there. Got home and had to turn right around and go back.
I've seen the positive side here. There must not have been much wrong with it. I know the daughter has hers cleaned now and then and things like that. She lost a set out of hers one time. That was not good. I think it was insured, though.
The stone. It's got a row of diamonds across the top, and it was missing the one on the end. So they had to put a replacement in there and hopefully make it so that it wouldn't happen again.
Now, on Amy's, and it was a nice-sized rock. That Bernice found it, and it was right beside the car, so that's the luck.
Amy's wedding ring, she lost that diamond twice and found it both times. Panicked, right, but found it both times. And since then, we've taken it back on a regular basis and had the prongs looked at. And if they, you know, after a while, they wear, and if they get thin, they build them up and make them thicker again so that won't happen again.
Bernice just never had an interest in rings, wedding rings or otherwise, and isn't much for jewelry, so I guess I consider myself lucky.
Wears them all the time. They do. It does. I mean, they rub up against stuff all the time, so eventually they're going to wear thin. It's not like a man's wedding band. You can wear that all the time and it's never going to get thinner, or not by enough to notice anything.
See some of Amy's rings. She's got the Super Bowl rings from the National Women's Football League back when there was a league for women up in, quite a few of the northern states. And it looks like the ones the guys get from the Super Bowl, only without the diamonds. But I'd hate to get in an argument with her. You'd be taking your teeth home and looks like there's a wreck right in front of Wendy's up here, Dave, on Wade Hampton.
I won't be going in that direction, I hope. I don't think so. I'll go up to 101 in Wade Hampton, and then I go towards Spartanburg. So I'll miss that altogether. Hope it wasn't too bad.
It don't look very good, put it that way. It's a pickup truck and a car, and the front end of the car. What?
Three cars.
Oh, my. It's on that side of the road, anyways, on the Food Lion side of the road, only just to the east of that. Well, we're pulling into Lowell, so I better pay attention, Dave. Nice to hear you this morning. W4DJW, N0TR.
Please be careful. N0TR, W4DJW Mobile.